Dreamscape presents The Aussie Next Door by Stephanie London, narrated by Summer Morton. Chapter 1. Jace Walters had been ambushed, and by his own mother, too. He hadn't even seen it coming. The innocent request for lunch, which wasn't out of the ordinary, and the equally innocent suggestion that they drop in on Mrs. Landry for a minute, hadn't piqued his suspicions. Not even when they'd walked past the stack of suitcases in the entryway, with a brochure for a cruise liner perched on top, did he suspect what was about to happen. And by then, it was too late.
"My house isn't set up for dog sitting."
His mother shot him a look across Mrs. Landry's kitchen table. Although who the hell knew what she was trying to communicate? He'd never understood why people couldn't say what they meant. Wouldn't that make life easier? Clearer? Maybe not. His mom had taught him long ago that his bluntness did not make her life easier. So instead, he sat there, dwarfing everything in Mrs. Landry's house with his broad 6'4" frame, like he usually did, including the two petite older women. A pot of tea sat in the middle of the table with three mismatched mugs, milk, and a packet of Tim Tams. Eugenie Elizabeth Landry would never, ever have people over to her house without serving something to eat and drink.
"They don't take up much space," Eugenie said sweetly.
Jace eyed her beloved dogs. Okay, sure. Truffle, the hyperactive white chihuahua, didn't take up much space. But Tilly, the German shepherd, looked as though she was really a pony wearing a costume of a dog.
"And really, you won't even know they're there," she continued. "They keep each other amused most of the day. Truffle needs a walk every other morning, but you could always take him to the beach. You go there anyway."
"To surf,"
Jace said. His gaze flicked to his mother, who avoided eye contact.
"And Tilly, well, she's getting on in life."
Eugenie reached for a tissue and dabbed at her eye. Low freaking blow.
"Exactly," Jace threw up his hands. "What if something happens? What if the dog got hit by a car? What if the dog ate something poisonous? What if the dog decided to chase a bird and somehow made it onto the beach and climbed on a surfboard and got swept away and ended up sailing to Fiji?
I'd rather her be with people who care, not stuck in some kennel where they probably feed the poor darlings home brand dog food."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?